We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Yud Aleph in the standard editions, the bottom of the page. And Chafetz Chaim had been discussing how destructive telling lies can be. He says, V'yishkoch b'yad ha'avon hazeh l'orer din ala v'lachtom g'zer dino yoter mikol ha'avonot. And this sin, when a person lies and cheats in business, so that sin has the potential. It is so potent that it can arouse judgment upon him from above and have his judgment sealed more so than any other sin. Kmo d'aminan, as the Talmud says in Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Borei kama gadol kocho shel Hamas. Rabbi Yochanan said, come look at how potent thievery is. Sharidom abul avru al hakol v'lo nechtam gzar dinam ad shepashtu yideihem b'gezel. The generation of the flood, after all their sins, their fate was sealed over thievery. שנאמר קץ כל בשר בא לפניי כי מלאה הארץ חמס. וזה אחד מן הסיבות שגורמות כיום לחלות ממון ישראל. He says, you want to know why today our money is going down the tubes? This is one of the causes. שאין מתקיים אושרם בידם. People don't stay wealthy for too long. רק לזמן מועט. They maintain their wealth for a short period. כי בעוונותינו הרבים נתרבה גזל וחמס בעולם על ידי אלו. Because among our many sins, we've been doing more and more thievery, cheating on our taxes and stuff. Shorchin balkot shel akum, people go to illegal courts. Umalshinim al chavrehem, people snitch on their friends. Umotzin men mamon, and then people can extort money. Velibam barilem al ze keulam, and people are so confident, they think they're okay going these routes. Shechoshvim shze mamon kasher, they figure, hey, if I took them to court, then it's kosher money. Achei shirshu akum lazeh, sometimes the non-Jewish court will tell them, you can take that money. But that doesn't mean it's true. It could be by the Jewish court. You're not allowed to have be'emet zeu gezel gamur. In truth, that's complete theft. Achei she'en chukei ha'Torah u'mishpoteha, shu'u rtzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskimim lezeh. You have situations where the Torah doesn't back the ruling of the court, and then you go by the ruling of the court, and you're taking money that, according to the Torah, you have no right to it. Al ken kol od yo she'yodeh ba'atzmo shel pi ha'Torah ein ha'emet v'atzedek ito. So if a person knows that from the Torah's vantage point, he's really not in the right, sometimes a person knows that if he snitches to the courts, he will get good money. You know, they have that today. They encourage workers to tell about their employers that if they have, either if they cheat on their taxes, or if they use Office or Word or Windows that's an illegal copy, if you as a worker give over that information, then they fine the employer big time and you get a percentage of it. So people think, I can get this money. The Chafetz Chaim says, money like this you should run away from like running from fire. Because this illegitimate money is destructive. It will even destroy the money that a person legitimately earns, as we discussed earlier. So he says, thievery, we have to know that thievery is destructive, and people sometimes don't consider it thievery because the courts will back them, when in fact the Jewish law does not back them. They can't necessarily get away with it. So a person has to be careful. As he said earlier, thievery carries weight that other sins do not.